Well, we're beginning a new episode, and you know...
Oh my God, he's having a... Ladies and gentlemen, he's having a stroke.
So...
I don't know any... I can't give you a Heimlich or anything.
Right.
It would also be a little gay, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Absolutely. But, okay, so... Interesting sort of potential development has occurred.
Sort of, okay. Let's hear it.
In the sense that it's all hypothetical.
All hypothetical.
So, you know, I think the last time we hung out, or maybe the time before it, you mentioned that the name Ruth is a very Jewish name.
I stick to that. I believe it is a Jewish sounding. All the Ruths that are known are Jewish.
Okay.
They usually are followed by the name Kaplan or something very Jewy.
Okay. So my grandmother on my mom's side was, you know, her middle name is Ruth. Okay. Was Ruth. She's gone now.
She passed on to passed the afterlife. Passed on
to the afterlife 2.0. And,
right.
So it got me thinking, like, it'd be interesting. You know, for some reason, I got hung up on the idea and the possibility that I may be Jewish. So I decided to do a little bit more digging. Not too much. I didn't want to strain myself. And, you know, I discovered her maiden name.
Yeah.
From her dad's side is Scherer, Scherer, which through a little bit of research, nice thing called Google. You know, I discovered that Scherer is of German and Jewish nationality.
Yeah.
So when I read that, I kind of got a little excited for a second.
Right.
And maybe that means I'm
part of the Jewish tribe.
I would have to do some more.
Well, so what we know is we have two names out of the three that sound Jewy. You got the Ruth.
Right.
You got the Scherer.
Right.
What's the other name?
Her first name is Joan.
Yeah, Joan could go either way.
It could go either way. It
could be Joan of Arc, you know, or Joan the Jew.
Right.
So two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, that's a song. That's
by Meatloaf, who wasn't Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
But that's neither here, neither there. He's dead. He's a dead non-Jewish person.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is exciting for me as a Jew. I would prefer, I mean, if I had a choice whether you would be Jewish or not, I'd be like, let's make him a Jew.
Right.
Like, why should I suffer alone? It's a very Jewish thing to say, you know?
I mean, like, the benefit would be, like, if I wanted to be, like, a practicing Jew, I wouldn't have to, like, convert or anything. Would I?
Say that again?
Not convert, maybe, like...
Well, if you are a part of the tribe, you are part of the tribe.
Right.
So there's... many, many types of Jewish people. Some are religious and some are not. So you would have to convert if you wanted to be a religious Jew.
Oh, okay.
That would be the next step. Like next cut to the next scene where Ryan goes to synagogue and he wears a...
Yeah, I never like had a bar mitzvah. Like do they do bar mitzvahs for guys in their 30s?
Well, yeah. I mean, so Myra, my brother's wife, her mom just had a bar mitzvah and she's like 80.
Oh, no shit.
So, yeah, there's, if you want to get closer to God, we'll make it happen. You know, just say you want to. Just say you want to, man. You can be 30, 40, 50, 60. But you have a good head start. I mean, you got the circumcision thing taken care of.
Yeah, that was a thing too, yeah.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Or it used to be bigger until it got cut, you know.
I don't think it was that much bigger.
Yeah, but I mean.
It's not like they took a fucking foot off.
No, I know, but like. It's like they say, every second counts, you know? Especially when it comes to the appendage.
Yeah.
But thank God you don't have to get circumcised. That would be a huge...
Oh, yeah.
That would be very traumatic.
Yeah.
I heard of somebody that just got circumcised in his adult life. I don't know how you...
Was he, like, awake when they... Do they put you to sleep when they do that?
I don't know. But that's a horrifying thought. Yeah. Either way. I mean, like... I mean, I don't even want to get a colonoscopy, you know? can you imagine if you get it done at the same time? You know, while I'm there, can you just trim off a little bit off the old... this is great. So how can we figure this out?
I think the only way I could really do it, because, like, pretty much everyone, I think, on that side, like... I think she has some, like, sisters that are living, but they're, like, far away. I don't talk to them. So I think my best bet was maybe going through like Ancestry.com or maybe
which is
doing like a DNA thing or
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. That would be amazing if you turn out to be that would be like the Larry David episode when he discovers that he's not a Jew. And remember that?
Oh, that's right.
He become he thinks he's Cohen, but it's not Cohen. It's like K-O-H-N. And then everything starts to go his way. He starts playing golf. He starts wearing hats, you know. Oh, my God. That was such a funny episode. Yeah, we could look into this. Ancestry, maybe it's cheap, you know.
Cause yeah, we'll see.
Tell them that you're... Tell them that you're investigating being Jewish. Get a discount. Maybe they give a discount for Jews, you know? Oh, you want to be Jewish? Oh, I'm going to give you half price.
Well, see, I also want to see, because I heard that my great-grandmother, so my mom's mom had, like, some sort of Native American in her.
Like, sexually, or...?
Perhaps, but I mean, like, also, like, in terms of, like...
Name-wise? Okay, like, heritage-wise?
Right, so I kind of also want to see if I'm that, too. I want to see just what kind of a mix I am.
Wow, if you were...
I got the Irish, I got the Austrian.
Right.
I want to see how far I can fucking go in terms of my makeup here.
Well, if you were Austrian, which is kind of close to the Nazis in a way, and then you were sort of Jewish, that would be a big conflict of interest there. Yeah. That would explain the inner turmoil that you usually have to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're like part Nazi, part Jewish.
Yeah.
Trying to survive in this world.
And at the same time, I'm a black Irishman. You know, I just got that anger all ready to begin with.
I know. This could lead to a lot of therapy sessions. But it would be good. That would be like if I discovered that I wasn't Jewish.
Like
if
you're black or something, like you have actually, I think technically since like humanity derived from Africa, we all have like African ancestry in us a little bit.
Sure. I mean, I do like Stevie Wonder.
Right. He's good.
I mean, you know, did you ever hear about Stevie Wonder that when he goes to the bathroom, he actually puts the light on, even though he's blind? It's just a habit.
Oh, okay.
It's not a joke. Like, he does it.
I believe it.
That's a weird... Like
when I think it also helps because it... helps it shows anyone else who may be living with him
that he's in the bathroom. It's a courtesy.
Yeah.
Like when I'm in the bathroom, I actually shut the lights off.
Because, oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't want to see myself.
And then, I only do that like if it's like in the middle of the night and I'm like, I woke up or something.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to be blinded by the light.
Right. Yeah. Do you ever shower with the lights out completely? Just dark? No. Oh.
That's more like a safety hazard right there.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I know.
You can't see.
I can see, but I leave the door open usually, so I can kind of...
Well, if there's still light actually coming in a way, then it's different.
Sometimes I shower without the lights on, but I sing Stevie Wonder songs while I'm in the shower. It's very odd. It's very confusing to me.
That's very odd.
Yeah.
Are you making that up?
No. Yes. I'm trying to... You know, I tried to do a callback to a minute ago, you know, because as you said, time is not tangible.
That's right.
So see, this is one of those statements that you make that sometimes I struggle with because I'm like, damn, is that a profound statement or is that an average statement?
I'll get to, okay. So here's my reason. So. To tie it back to what I was saying originally, like, okay, so you have money, beer, food. These are all physical objects that we
can own see
and control.
Feel.
We have a $5 bill. We can control what we do with that $5.
Right.
Time never is, has never been, and never will be under our control. It's not something we can grasp onto. It's something that... Even if we wanted to freeze it, we couldn't. It keeps on going by regardless of what we want. So in my opinion, there's really no wasting time because like it's a resource in a way.
Okay.
Because you can make the most of it.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like it's
You can't touch it.
But you can't touch it, and even when you're not utilizing it, it's still going by.
Right.
And I think
it's kind of like my penis, you know, like
you're not utilizing.
But I know it's there.
Right.
But I'm not using it most. Right. 95% of the time, I'm not using it.
Right. So there's like with times like when time passes by, we often feel this like guilt and sadness,
right, that
we
should have done
wasting
more.
Time. We should have done more. But at the same time, it's like it's
right.
You know, it's.
But that's a tough thought, you know, because you know that time exists. Like, you know that.
But at the same time, time is a very human idea. It exists in so much that it keeps on going.
Well, let's take it a step further. How about music? You can't touch music, but right. You get enjoyment out of it. You feel it.
Right.
So it's kind of like the concept of time.
So that, well, that's another interesting thing because, okay, so music, okay, obviously, unless you're holding like a vinyl or a CD.
You're listening to it.
Okay, so in that sense, like time, yeah, it's untangible. You can't touch it, but it is a finite product. Song is a finite product. It begins, it ends.
But you can listen to it all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
So is it really finite if you listen to it? If you can, as the song ends.
The song ends, you can listen to it again. Okay, so the.
Right.
It's finite.
But time, it doesn't really end like a song. It continues going. But I'm saying that much like time, you can't touch music. You can sort, but you know it's there.
Right. Right.
And you get enjoyment out of it. Like, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing that you can't really see music. Yeah. But you know a song that you like versus a song that you don't like. What is that? You're sensing molecules reaching your ears.
Yeah.
It's
like you like different songs for like different reasons.
But how do you can't define it though.
Yeah, you really can't. I mean, like, okay, so some you might be able to clearly define, be like, okay, well, this maybe I listened to it at this time in my life, so I like it that way. Or you'd be like, oh, I like the melody, but some of the times it's like
right.
Yeah, sometimes it's really not.
Right. You like Wham. We can't explain it.
Right. Well, I mean, they're very good. They have.
that's for another time.
We've devoted plenty of time to that.
Right. The first episode.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it is. But when you say that, you know, I wasted time today, what I mean, it's hard for me.
Okay. So I think that's actually what got me to think this in the first place. Right. It's like, okay, I wasted time today. Now see, okay, it's one thing to like misuse your money, to like waste money.
Right.
Because that was your choice. You know, you chose to spend on in the not best way. Time is going to go by whether you choose to utilize it properly.
Right.
Or not. So it's like it's not like it's your resource to necessarily claim and use. It's just
but it is in your control how you're gonna use your time.
It is. But at the same time, even when you're just thinking about how to use your time, time's still going by. So you're losing it even when you're not conscious of
Right. Yeah. But that's right.
So I essentially think it's like when we often feel that sadness of not properly using time, I think we should really let ourselves off the hook. Because it's...
I hear you. But, I mean... it's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there are a lot of days where I'm like, okay, I could just not do anything today. But then... But, see, okay, here's another scenario. There's a day that you don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel kind of okay about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a day where you don't do anything and you feel terrible about it. So what makes the distinction there? You know what I mean?
I think it's...
like if you just watched five episodes of a series that you like.
Right.
And you had the time to kill, like, good day today.
Right.
But then if you have a day where you need to do something and you don't do it, you just waste time.
Yeah.
So I think it's your expectations of what you needed to do with your time.
Right? Oh, yeah. It's like definitely like the context surrounding it. Like, so like nowadays, like I have one day off a week.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I want to, granted I don't do it, but if I wanted to just like binge movies all day, I would feel better doing it on that one day off.
Right.
Just because every other day is filled with so much other stuff.
Right. And you can binge movies on the other days because you're busy.
Exactly. Right. So it's like,
Right. If you have one day off a week, you could do anything that day and feel like, at least I wasn't working, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right. And I think, but at the same time, I think it's also going to be different every single time. Like, there could be times when, like, you can think about, okay, you know, I should be doing this, but I'd rather just be laying around doing this.
Right.
You could feel guilty about that one day, but then not feel so guilty about another day. So it's
right.
Got a lot going on.
A lot of it is your state of mind, right?
Oh, yeah.
How about this?
Sure, Sherlock.
Okay. The concept of love.
Concept of love, okay.
It's not tangible.
Exactly.
But it's a big deal. There's a lot of songs and time talking about love. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just saying, right?
Talking about love!
I don't mean a Van Halen song. But I mean love, I you would agree that it's a big deal.
Yeah.
We often talk about the lack of love on the show.
Oh, totally. That's why we're where we are.
wasting time and money on lack of love. But that's another, compared to time, I'd say out of all those things, time, love, what was the third thing? Time, love, music.
Music, right.
They're all pretty, most people, the Beatles would say that love is number one. All you need is love.
All you need is love.
Love is all you need. We said the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. We should write a song. So the Beatles would put love first, and then they would put time second, and... Oh, no. They'd put music first. Oof. That's a tough one. They'd put music first.
Let's ask Paul. Let's see what he would say.
Hey, Paul. Hey, I know... Sorry. You're eating a veggie burger right now, but... they would put music first. No, they would put love. Paul would put.
I would say love above each of them,
because they would say that if there's no love, then the music, there's nothing to write about.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I would put love first too, even though I hate to be schmoopy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'd say love is important. You know.
Yeah, I would say like it's one of those, because there's a concept of love where it's like couple like. Being real intimate, kissing, but their love is more than that.
Right,
actually, it's.
Well, yeah. Right. I'm not talking about I'm talking about love as a
love concept. It's like a overall human connection. I feel sappy just
right.
So we're talking about, because just not too long ago, it's like I would hate talking about something like that, but now it's like
right.
At least now I'm like in a neutral place. If anything, it's like now mm-hmm. it's.
Right, so for you, neutral is better than negative, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure that out.
No.
Yeah, but I just brought up love as another intangible thing that we obsess on as human beings, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I would say that I get more enjoyment out of music than love, because I don't really have love. I have love, like family love.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? You know, but music, I'm seeing Jenny Lewis next week,
Oh, okay.
And I have to go to New York. Not sure. It's Pier 17, wherever the hell that is.
That could be downtown.
I think it's not Brooklyn, thank God.
I actually went to the Ports back in 2017, my first semester of graduate school, because... The one class I was taking, we went to some place there, and it was raining all fucking night.
Oh.
But it was a pretty nice area, like downtown New York.
And the piers. Piers is okay, yeah. But, but I just brought that up because I get more, unfortunately, I get more... I was talking to Peter Hillman once, and I said, if I loved a woman half as much as I love your songs, I'd be in business. And he said, that's pathetic. And I said, I know. Because I do. Like, the love that I have for a song or music way trumps love that I felt with women.
I could actually...
And it's pathetic.
I could relate to that. I don't think it's pathetic. I don't think it's pathetic. And I'll tell you why. Because I think it's based on individual experience.
Well, yeah.
If you yourself never really felt that love... On the receiving end,
right?
And it's like, why would you even really...
Well, right. Well, the receiving end, that's another story. But even when I did get it on the receiving end, unfortunately, the bad side is that the love affair with a song has a beginning, middle, and an end. You always like that song, but it's never as good as it was the first 2 weeks. You have the honeymoon period, you know? Mm-hmm. When you hear a song, you're like, oh my God, this is the greatest song ever. You hear it for 2 weeks, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel the same way about, like, you know, Hotel California as I did the first time I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
First, I was like, damn, that's a good guitar solo. And now I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, change the channel, you know? So, you know, but... if only, you know, the good thing is that I know that I have the capacity to love. If mm-hmm. I love a song that much or an artist, then I know that I have the capacity. I just haven't found a human being that is worthy of my love, right. Frankly. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way I justify everything. So we have, we got time, we got love,
and we got
music.
Yep.
Those are three. If we take away any one of those things, then our life sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, if we take away time,
then we're dead. Yeah. Right. Yeah. See? Like, you take away time, we're dead.
Yeah.
So, like, someone told me once that they hate the term killing time because it's like, you know how you say, I'm going to kill some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I see what they're saying, because if time is our life, then we're killing our life, right?
Mm.
But on the other hand, you can't live your life like making every minute count.
Right.
That's a way too much
pressure. It's also the thing is, like, you can't be happy all the time, because then it dilutes the happiness itself.
Right. So you have to have, I mean, listen, during the day, today it's almost over, right?
Right.
I probably wasted like 5 hours. Today, at least. Okay. I mean, you know.
Those pancakes, those were they were good spending of time.
I would not have eaten them if that woman didn't put that thought in my head. She's taking my blood out. She's like, I bet you're going to enjoy those pancakes. Cut to me, like, 5 minutes later, eating pancakes, you know?
Did you even mention pancakes before that?
No. what a weird thing to do is to take someone's blood and to talk about... She was like an acid. She was crazy. I go into the office and she goes, "Oh, you're my patient." And she's like, "Follow the yellow brick road." She said that, and I'm like, "What is she on?" Like, it was 7:30 in the morning, and then she's Anyway, it was. I tell you. I mean, I told you how I attract weird people, and that she's
I think she was weird before, like, yeah, came into her life.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it's kind of like time, right? Like, she's always existed weird.
Oh, yeah.
But then I only encounter her, so then I think that God puts her
in my.
You know what I mean? Because my only experience is what I experienced.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. Maybe now she's not weird. Maybe now she's fucking her husband. I don't know.
She could be, yeah.
But, man, she was fucking weird. You know? Follow the yellow brick road! I'm like, what is going on? So anyway, so okay, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. Well,
we can tie it to time.
It does, actually. It does.
Right, because the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I mean, you know what?
It's not even a spoiler alert.
You know what? If you did not go see Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny and you get spoiled by this.
Okay, but it's not
good.
Okay, but it's not even. First of all, we have 6 listeners.
Yeah.
And second of all, it's not even a spoiler alert. Like, it's common knowledge that at the beginning of the film, there is a CGI.
Right, but that I just assumed that it was going to be like a flashback.
Oh.
Right.
Well, okay, here's a question.
Uh-huh.
I saw the movie.
I did too.
Was that first scene a flashback, or well, it was
okay. Technically, it wasn't a flashback. It was a prologue sort of thing set in the past.
Right. And they use obviously CGI or whatever.
Apparently, it took like 100 over at least 100 like
hours
VFX artists to do that.
Right. Because I will say this, it looked pretty real.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty amazing. Like, if I could look that young now and just freeze that, I'd be pretty happy.
Right. I would say you're not far off from that, actually.
I'm not far off, but I would go 10 years ago and then just freeze that, you know what I mean? Right. But thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Absolutely.
Fucking Becky, did you hear that? anyway, Yeah, actually, we all took a picture at the Counting Crows concert as a group.
Oh, yeah.
And I look younger than some people that look 20 years, that were 20 years younger than me.
Nice.
So the sun just caught, you know, the right. But anyway. Yeah, so it's not even a spoiler alert. So it starts, so it's a, so, okay, okay. The movie, I had low expectations because the previous Indiana Jones wasn't so good. Well, that was like 10 years ago?
15.
Oof. Oof.
Ah. I actually, I rewatched the whole series beforehand. Like, I rewatched Crystal Skull, maybe like a week before. I am, like, also, Crystal Skull is definitely
my least favorite. You're so funny, by the way, that every time you see a sequel, you have to watch the ones before, even though you've seen them before.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's a little Asperger-y.
Perhaps.
I mean, it's almost like if you date, let's say you dated a woman next week.
Okay.
Shocker, I know.
I know.
It would be like you'd have to date, if you, you'd have to date all your ex-girlfriends this week to prepare yourself for the, if you operated on the same principle. You know, which would be impossible because some of them are dead and.
Well, no, I think they're pretty much all still alive.
Some of them are in prison. I mean. It would be hard. Let's just say it would be hard.
It'd be irrational to even.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It would be. It's a funny thought, though.
Right. But that'd I mean, like, it's not exactly this. Is nowhere near the same thing as rewatching a movie series before.
But it's a funny concept. It's like the eternal spotless mind.
It's like you never rewatched a series before, like the new installment.
No.
No.
I mean, I've seen it originally, but right. I didn't prepare myself for the new movie by because I've seen it already.
Right.
I mean, I have seen movies.
Okay, so I'm one of those people that I like to watch movies over and over again.
But I have dated ex-girlfriends more than once.
I've done that.
So just to make sure that they weren't right for me, you know?
I did just get laid.
Right, because you've already been intimate with them, so why not do it again?
Right.
Right, no, totally. So, okay, so I think, so thoughts about the Indian, so, okay, so the beginning of this movie, it's shocking to see him young.
Right.
And the sequence is cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as, I would say, the opening of Raiders.
Raiders' opening is iconic, right. Especially the introduction of him.
That's right, you can't top that.
No.
But, so forget that, it's maybe the second best intro of Indiana Jones movies? Maybe?
I think the only one I would say maybe is better is Last Crusade when he's a kid. River Phoenix played him as a kid.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
I mean, other than that,
this is a pretty damn good opening.
Other than that, like it was long. It went on for a while this one. Too.
Oh yeah, I know. Like 25 minutes, I would say. Yeah. Yeah. So the beginning of this movie is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. Here's a downside. It was the first moment that you see him as an old guy. That's tough.
Yeah, it's not the most appealing, but I think at the same time, I think that might have been the point.
Right.
That was the point, you know, right. to see him with his shirt off. Yeah.
I mean, he looks good for...
Oh, totally.
A Navy old guy.
Yeah.
Look, by the way, I've seen him, you know, Conan O'Brien, who I'm not a huge fan of, has a podcast on YouTube, and he just had Harrison Ford as a guest. Oh my God, that dude, he's one of the worst guests. He sits there.
He's become famous for how bad of a guest he is.
I know. Like, I would love to be him in an interview because he hardly says anything.
Yeah.
And now his voice, it was always kind of deep and gravelly, but now that he's 80, you can barely hear him.
Yeah.
But he says everything so slowly. It's like, your name is Conan O'Brien. and everybody laughs because they're so uncomfortable.
That I think they've come to expect that from him, and I will say I can't wait to see the new Captain America movie when it's supposed to come out next year when he's going to be in it.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting to see. Like I can imagine they're probably going to like keep a lot of his stuff like secret until the movie actually comes out.
Right,
that's going to be a trip, I think.
I mean, you know, even on Shrinking, he plays a different character. Like I've seen a few episodes. And he plays like a, you know, like a drug taking, like he plays against his type, which is cool.
Well, I think he was always one of those actors who made good choices in terms of like the projects he did.
Right.
But and he was good at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. But on the podcast with Conan O'Brien, he was, besides being really grumpy and being unresponsive most of the interview, he's like, you know, they were talking about how before Star Wars, he was doing stupid Westerns on television.
Yeah.
And he was going nowhere for a long time before. It was really funny, too, because Conan O'Brien had... So he was looking at the notes. Like, Conan O'Brien had notes. So at one point, Harrison Ford, what is that? He takes the note. It goes, you wrote down Han Solo. You can't remember that I played Han Solo? He's like, nah, I can remember. But, you know, I wrote it down. He goes, that's the one big part I ever had. and then he takes the paper and he like crumples it and throws it against the house. If you can't remember that, then I don't need to be here. So he was kind of being funny, but you could also tell that's his, like, I don't, yeah, like being married to him is probably not like, you know, you want me to take out the garbage? I'm Indiana Jones. So what'd you think of the movie?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great
Right.
Okay, now there's obviously, you know, like, Last Crusade and for the longest time was a great ending to that series.
Right.
And then...
And then they made the Crystal Skull.
Which Scroll. I would say even, like, the ending of that wasn't bad. It brought Marion back, Karen Allen, she's right. Fucking hot. Even... I would...
No, don't say it.
I'm going to say it.
Don't say it.
I'm going to say it.
She was not hot in this movie.
Okay, maybe not so much in this one, but in at least Crystal Skull and in Raiders.
Oh, well, in Raiders, she was 18 years old, dude. I mean, her vagina wasn't celestial at Raiders. It was perfect. Okay, but even in Crystal Skull, she was kind of grandmotherly.
Yeah, she was, but wasn't like... I definitely would have.
I would have maybe helped her cross the street. But this one, she looked half dead.
I would say like this one was definitely like a good, like final one.
Yeah, no, it was a nice final. Right, it was a nice final.
Yeah.
Scene, but not fuckable. I mean, at first I thought, couldn't they CGI her face? You know, because I mean, like. It almost looked like her face was plastered this time. Right. It looked so. She actually looks inhuman to me in this last. Oh.
I thought she looked like a normal woman her age.
You know. I mean, we have a lot of senior citizens listening to this episode, so.
Totally.
By the way, you don't know this, but we have a little. I'll show you this.
Oh!
We have a little. I made a little thing.
I made a little thing.
We're on Instagram.
Oh, our Instagram.
Yeah, we have. I'll show you the page here. So I was sitting with my brother's daughter, who's good with this kind of stuff, and I was like, you know what? Let's make use of our time.
Ah.
So I have an Instagram page for my podcast, Thoughts, Maybe Feelings, and then this is the our page.
Oh, shit.
So we have, let's see. So you click on this. don't get too excited. Wait a minute. So this is, okay. So this is, oh. Okay, so we have three followers.
Wait, how many does Thoughts Make Feelings have?
By the way, I had to call it As Is Was Taken. So I called it As Is Danny and Ryan.
Oh, okay.
I did one post. I said, here's a new episode about independence. And we have zero followers. And we're following six people. we're following Michael McDermott and British Mark. He's not following us. British Mark, you have to follow us on
Instagram. You fucking asshole.
Oh, my God. No, I don't think he knows.
Oh, okay. I take that back.
And then I had to describe it. So I said, as is, Ryan, Dominic, right. And Danny Siegel talk about love, lack of love, music, lack of music, with lots of comedic complaining.
That's pretty good.
All right. So we have nowhere to go but up.
Oh, totally.
And I'm actually surprised that we have zero followers, you know. But we are following six people. So then if we go to my podcast, which features me as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I have one post. I have 15 followers. And I'm, yeah, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes sense. Yeah. You know? But yeah. Anyway, we are on the internet.
We're up there.
We're up there. I mean, listen, if we have zero followers, that's actually good because
No one gives a shit. Exactly.
And we have, if we get one this week, then we've doubled our...
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Wait.
What if I have two glasses? Yeah, what, zero?
Actually, no. One, you can't...
You can't zero double zero.
Zero is a lack of any sort of quantity, so you can't double it.
Right. But it's still a big step up.
Right.
See, all we need is to get Paul McCartney to follow us, you know?
Totally.
And then we get all the Beatle fans.
Oh, yeah. We need to get Keith Richards.
Oh, my God. Keith Richards. We get all the...
pretty much every musician.
Well, you know what? It's very easy because a lot of those people have like open. We can follow a lot of these people.
Yeah. We got to get on the Taylor Swift's. Thing. We got to get her followers.
Yeah. I feel like her audience is not going to dig our show too probably much. Not. You know? I think
she might actually.
She's cool. I mean, I've seen her being. I mean, she would like the whole celestial vagina concept.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get her as a guest.
That'd be great.
You know,
I want to clean up the place a little bit, but I think other than that,
my place is immaculate. What's wrong with my place? Well, we're not. I'm not going to meet her here.
Right.
Hmm. Actually, maybe she would like it. Maybe she would like the way that real Americans live.
I think. I think for a couple of her albums she did not too long ago, she had like that stripped down, sort of like alternative.
Right.
Not rock, but like alternative folk type approach.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Which is totally what my apartment is like, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh, come on. I mean, like, she uses a toilet, I'm sure, when she goes to the bathroom. I use a toilet.
Right.
You use a toilet.
Right.
We're all the same person, really, just different lifestyles.
Right. And different body parts and different bodies.
Right. No, if we could get some Taylor, some Swifties, that'd be good. Yeah. But, anyway, that's what I did on my vacation. I made a page for us.
Thanks, man.
What did you do?
I worked.
Right. Yeah, so I knew that I'd come back after a week in the wilderness and toughing it up. I'd be like, wow, what's Ryan up to? And I'd be like, I'm sure Ryan is doing the same thing.
Probably, yeah.
Said over and over and over again. Although I did see on LinkedIn, it said that you got a promotion on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah, from like 2 months ago, yeah. I finally updated my... job status.
I mean, I didn't get a promotion. No. You know? Tomorrow.
They do promotions at Rob Provide?
What are they going to promote us to? Like, how? There's nothing to promote to. I mean, like, what's the next step up? You know, like, I don't know. There's nothing.
I don't know.
It's a dead end. The next step up is death, I think.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I looked at my schedule. I have the worst. I'd say 50% of the days are sort of easy.
Right.
And then 52 days are, like, I have to be there, like, earlier than usual tomorrow for Eva Kaplan.
Oh, shit.
And then she's going into major heart surgery.
Oh, no.
So this could be the last day that I see her, you know?
Shit.
So I'm going to try to be nice to her tomorrow. But I've been taking her a lot, and then she's very close to forgetting everything about her life, you know? So as I'm driving, I have to, like, practically force her into the car, you know? Cause she's got the walker, and then she starts just talking to me, and she forgets what we're doing, and I'm like, can you just not talk to me until we get in the car? But she's always like, and you know, in 1912, I was on the Titanic, and I'm like, oh Jesus, not that, you know, I'm like, can you just tell me that in the car? And then we're driving, and she's like, you're my favorite driver. And anyway, you know. And so I just drive her. Now I have to pick her up tomorrow, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go to Trenton in the middle of two Eva.
Fuck.
And there's no way. I know.
Armpit lady?
No. Thank God. No. At least that. It's another stupid lady. But there's no way I'm going to get back in time. I know that, you know, I have, like, at 7:38, 8:15, like, this,
fuck,
you know, so it's going to be, and that's continuously until 3:30, you know?
Mm.
So
How many you have? That's your list, right?
Yeah, so let's see. So I got I got to leave the house at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Kaplan, 7:30. I drop her off at 8. Then I have Crazy Trenton person at 8:30. Drive her someplace to another place in Trenton. I'll get to that, to her destination around 9. I have to be back at Eva's at 9. There's no way I'm making it back at 9. And Eva's going to be like, oh my God, he left me, you know?
She's still alive.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then I have a little bit of a break. I get 10:15, 10:30, 11, you know, then it's just like half an hour increments. Very annoying. I mean, I shouldn't complain. But anyway, I'm just saying that my life, you might think, oh, Danny's got a great life, you know?
I don't think that.
Oh, well, never mind then.
Well, no, I think
who do you think has the better life, me or you?
You.
Based on what? We're both getting the same amount of sex.
Excuse me. Zero. That's a good question.
I might be. I think
you can't really compare because it's apples and oranges.
It's,
you know?
It's oranges and
oranges and bananas
and clementines.
I never understood why the fuck they make so many
what
different sized oranges and give them fucking different names like. Clementine, it's a fucking small orange.
I understand. See, this is when I think that you are Jewish, you know, because that's a very Jewish thing to be concerned about.
I just think it's inconvenient. It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't even like an orange, so to
I
me,
love oranges, man.
I just like saying that's
we drink Blue Moon. How can you not like oranges and drink Blue Moon?
Because to me, it's like the cheese thing, you know, like I don't feel I don't feel the lime in here.
Oh, it's an orange.
Where's the orange? Where is it? It's not tangible. It's not like time.
Oh, well, you mentioned lime.
Right.
And I was thinking, where are you getting a lime from? It's an orange.
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. I thought...
I got what you were saying in terms of like the different states of cheese and different states of orange.
I think an orange and lime are the same thing.
They're not.
Okay, so you're saying there's an orange in here?
Well, no. So... brewed with Valencia orange peel.
Is that right?
That's why when they...
Is that for every Blue Moon?
Every Blue Moon. And then when we get at a bar, they give you that sliver
of orange.
I take it out. I stick it right in the drink.
I take it out. When I'm served the Diet Coke and they put the thing on top, I take the lime off, whatever. The orange, whatever. Yeah,
Diet Coke by itself is usually given like a lemon slice.
Right.
But then, like, if you get, like, Diet Coke with, like, say, rum or Jack Daniels, if they give you anything, that's a lime slice.
Right. See, to me...
Lemons and limes are very similar.
Thank you. Yeah. That is that... Why are you yelling at me?
Because you...
I said lime and orange are the same.
That's completely different from comparing a lime and a lemon.
Well, whatever, man. I, you know what? I'm so confused. So, I don't know why I like this. I don't know.
It's a good beverage.
It's very refreshing.
Very refreshing. It's very refreshing. It's a junior mint.
It's a junior mint. Are you saying that every Blue Moon has the lime factor? I know. I'm sorry.
Not lime. Yeah, apparently, like, according to the can.
Is this a special version of it?
No, I think it's just a canned version. What we would usually drink in the bottles.
Right.
Just in the can.
So every Blue Moon I've ever had a hint of orange in it.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I think that's like the cornerstone of the recipe.
Wow. Well, you know what? I like it despite the orange. But if I was to eat an orange without the Blue Moon, I would not like it.
I love oranges.
Well, see, we are so different.
It's
amazing we have a podcast with all of our differences.
Well, I feel like if we allowed the liking of oranges and cheese to come between us, then what the fuck is that?
Then what are we all about?
Exactly.
So Indiana Jones. So I think I might have fallen asleep in the 100th minute mark. So I know
it was longer than the other ones.
Dude, it's like 2 hours and 34 minutes long. Yep. It's really long.
Yeah.
It's almost like they said he's going to die soon. So we're just going to make it as long as possible.
Yeah.
But it's good. It is good. I was actually shocked by
the
audience actually clapped at the end.
Yeah.
And they woke me up.
I didn't get that, but I was definitely like happy with it.
There were a lot of good train sequences.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like I like a good train sequence in a movie, you know? Like chasing on a train, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And there were a lot of callbacks to, like, the earlier films,
yeah.
You know?
Like, I like the part at the end where he's like, where doesn't it hurt? And she points
to him. Yeah, that's, like, an iconic.
Yeah.
I want, next time I have sex with a woman, I'd like to, like, do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, it'd be like, you know, my elbow, this, you know, my elbow, you know, just do that. And it'll be love, it'll be touching for both of us.
Hopefully she's seen Indiana Jones to maybe get the reference.
Right. Yeah, I know. See, that's a problem with women. You have to kind of, like, if you're not on the same page with a woman, you're really not on the same page.
Yeah.
You know? And then relationship is over.
Exactly. I would have to, like, dating-wise, I am definitely looking for, like, see, I'm kind of, I had this realization.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm kind of stuck between what kind of woman I want to be with. Okay, so do I want to be... I'm actually leaning more towards, like, the nerdy type chick with, like, maybe colored hair and glasses.
Uh-huh. But a killer body, right?
And not even necessarily a killer body, but, like, I don't want to ever, like...
Yeah, I don't want a killer body. I was just testing you.
I mean, like, I never want to, like, feel that, like,
shallow.
Not shallow, but, like... Like, okay, so, like,
let's perhaps say... Perhaps I should put words in your mouth.
Let's say, like, I were to, like, date a woman who's, like, smaller than me, which actually isn't hard because I'm of a pretty big stature. I don't want to ever think that I'm, like,
overpowering her. I don't think you have to... You always worry about that. I don't think you need to worry about that. I think nobody's going to claim that you're, like, you know, that you're overpowering a woman. I think this is all part of your crazy psyche.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think...
Maybe I am Jewish, you know.
The more you talk, the more I feel like you're Jewish.
Oy,
if only I wasn't overpowering women all the time with my strength and my bagels. Oh,
at this point, I kind of don't want to do ancestry just because if it turns out I'm not Jewish, I'll be really fucking disappointed.
I know. It's cool to be a Jew. It really is. I have a T-shirt that says that. Except to be square, it's cool to be a Jew. But anyway, back to your woman thing. So okay, so you want a nerdy. I can see you with a nerdy woman.
I think so. But
she's got to have a sense of humor, though.
Definitely a sense of humor. Like, the sense of humor kind of like us were like, you know, like, I can look at you and be, like, really serious.
Right.
But say something really comedic, like, what I'm doing, like, right now, like, my delivery right now. If I date a woman who spoke like that.
She'd be a robot.
I'd be into it.
Or a nerdy robot. No, I hear you. There's a. Listen, one of my best girlfriends, you know, the blonde one, she was very nerdy. She was, you know, she was really into science and stuff and, you know, and like Star Wars and, you know, she's really big. She was more nerdy. I was cooler than she was. But anyway, not that it was a competition, but are you shocked by this realization that a nerdy woman?
Not so much, man. Because like, I think I've dated like different types of women,
right?
And but I don't think I've ever really dated the nerdy type.
No, maybe not the right. You're right. I think I don't know. I don't really know what the.
At least not so much like nerdy in terms of that.
Well, I talk about nerdy in terms of culture, knowledge of culture, Star Wars.
Just like someone who would be into like. The same types of movies,
right? Shows, like a Marvel freak,
yeah, and like Star Trek, Star, that kind of stuff.
Right. I would love to. If anybody's out there on our Instagram page, any Miami Vice fans out there, I'm available. This is like the definition of a message in a bottle. We just throw out, you know, you throw a bottle, you know, like. Any Don Johnson fans out there, you know, just throw the bottle.
Well, I saw a poster for a movie he's coming out in.
No way. Another one? Another crappy one? He's done like four this year that nobody has seen.
I forget. Actually, like the poster at least looks pretty cool.
Really?
But I have to, I forget which one it was.
I tried one of his, like, you know, a year, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. It's on Amazon Prime. It's like, it was, you know. Terrible title. Like,
was he in like 5 minutes of it?
No, he was like, he was like a pretty big part of it, but it was not good. It was a terrible title too. It was called like Hot Heat. Something really bad. And he's
no wonder fucking Hollywood's on strike.
But he's very good.
He's great.
He's great in these bad films. And then he did like, I don't know, that sequel to that book club movie with those old yentas.
Oh, the old ladies. Yeah,
they go to Europe.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like Jane Fonda's love interest, and she's like 80. I mean, God.
Wasn't he like 80?
No, he's 73. he's in the prime of his He's younger than 80. He's 7 years. He's Bruce Springsteen age, the prime of his life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to see you with a nerdy woman. Sure. Yeah. Let's. How did we find them? Her.
I guess I have to. I have to go to.
Do you belong to any like chat groups on Facebook? Because I belong to Miami Vice chat groups.
I should do something like that. I guess I just have to see which ones.
There's many on Marvel movies. My God, there must be a million.
So I guess I have to do that, and I have to like look for.
That's not as threatening as a dating site, you know?
Right. And I guess I have to like. Well, that's the thing. Like, so I think if you look for groups like that, you're going to find people of like-minded.
Yes,
and that's the key. And I think if I could find live events to go to...
Right. I thought so, too. But then I got stuck with Jay Silverberg in the corner, you know? So, but I think... See, I think you're right. I think we're going to put you in a group. We're going to find someone who, like... I don't know. It's got to be very specific, though. Not any Marvel. Like, right. It's got to be... I don't know.
Like, I'm not a comics guy.
It'd be like
the MCU. Like, movies would be, like, a go-to.
Right.
But
you're not.
Not necessarily like art house type. Not like Jill was.
Right.
Who was into like foreign. I like foreign movies.
I know.
Like,
to a degree. I know. Like I see. If I was to do that, I would go into very. You would be embarrassed. I would go into like a rom-com. You know. Group. Yeah, I told you. Like the new.
Barbie.
Oh, Barbie! I would see, but I'm not going to tell you. That I'm seeing it. But I know the latest Jennifer Lawrence movie is great. And it's, it's a rom-com, totally. It's embarrassing to say that. It's great.
Yeah.
I probably had more fun than Indiana Jones in that one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Indiana Jones is good, though. I think I lost 20 minutes. I don't know what it is. I can't fall asleep in a bed, but 100 minutes into a movie, and I'll start, like, nodding
off. I used to do that back in the day. When I was like
20, 21. Well, no, you told me you saw Han Solo and you fell asleep about Free Solo or something. And you got like, you don't remember it because you fell asleep in it.
Free Solo?
The Han Solo movie from 2 years ago.
Oh, you mean 5 years ago? Right. Solo?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I fell asleep during that.
Right. And so you don't know if it was a good movie or a bad movie.
Actually, I did see the whole thing eventually. It was. I mean, like, I could take or leave it, but in terms of, like, its own separate thing, it wasn't bad.
Right. But, I mean, I know. It's just, I mean, I don't know why I felt. I think, I'm not sure that I did. I think I did, though. I think I lost 20 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, did you notice a point where you're like, wait, how the hell did we get here?
Yeah.
And you probably fell asleep.
That's probably the right definition, yeah. I saw another movie the other day. You'd be very disappointed again. That lost... Past Lives movie. That's very, very. It's like, you know, it's called Past Lives. It's about like a girl and a boy who are like, you know, like friends, and then they don't see each other for years, and they still they reconnect. It's very schmovie. You know, it's called Past Lives. It doesn't ring a bell. Yeah, it's not up your alley. You know, but it's very. You know, it's a little slow, and I think I was with it for about 45 minutes. I was like, oh, it's pretty good. I'm into it. I fell asleep till the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I woke up with the credits.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I don't know what the hell happened, you know? But, you know, what's $10, you know? So, oh, God, 53 minutes into the show. Okay, so what have we learned? okay, we did.
Do we learn anything ever?
Yes, we do, Ryan. We learn stuff.
Okay.
We learned that you need to narrow your search to a nerdier type woman. We learned that time is not tangible.
Right.
We learned...
I may be Jewish.
That you may be... That's a big revelation.
Very big revelation.
If British Mark funds the Ancestry...
I probably could fund it myself.
But it'd be more fun if he pays for it.
Yeah, I think it'd be
fun. That'd be great. Because I'm sure right now he's like, oh, I've got to know if he's Jewish or not. I won't be able to sleep my beauty sleep. You know? And it's like $100. But he's rich. Yeah. He could, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be great if he actually... And then it'll be great if he tells us the results. Yeah. You know, like...
It'd be kind of funny, too, is, like, if he has, like, a shared bank account with his wife, and his wife was like, where the fuck did $100 go?
I'm trying to determine if the podcast guy is Jewish. Don't you understand? She's like, I forbid you to listen to those two idiots. I don't care if they're Jewish. or not. Oh my god, that'd be great if he funds it. That'd be, and then he reads us the results and a
public airing.
A public airing, and we can't understand a word he says. Like all we want to do is he Jewish or not? Oh my god! Oh, by the way, I listened to another podcast talking about Bob Schneider.
Oh yeah.
And they sometimes read letters, so I sent a letter and they read my letter on the
end. Oh shit!
Yeah, it wasn't the best. I'm gonna write another one because I feel like I can do better. I said something like,
"Did they finish it? Like, what the fuck was this guy?"
No, they actually spent about 10 minutes on my thing, but they couldn't really. What they did a show a few weeks ago that was the best they've ever done. I don't really remember why. So I said that. I said, guys, you can't top the show from May something. So they read it, and then they go, thanks, Danny. And then they go, what did we talk about on that episode? And then the guy looked it up, and they read the topics.
Uh-huh.
So they spent about 10 minutes, but they couldn't, like, said, you know. And I don't remember. It wasn't even the topics. It was the way they did it. There was something. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, some episodes are better. But you know, I felt like a celebrity. So they're following our show, by the way, on Instagram.
Oh, they're following?
Well, no, we're following them.
Oh, we're following
them. But, I mean, it's only a matter of time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I kind of feel... And then yesterday I got a remark from one of my favorite... Maya Isakovich. She's a Israeli singer. She's about to release a record. I'm trying to do a podcast with her. And she's usually not very responsive with me. She'll say thank you or something. But she released a song, and it was kind of good but depressing. And I sent her an email. I was like, I'm kind of shocked that this is kind of a depressing song. Like, I thought that this phase of your life would be happy because she's got a kid, and you know, and then she sent me back a little sentence. She said, I can write depressing lyrics anytime, anywhere. You know, and I was like, this is. And then I haven't heard from her again, but I sent her a list of her songs that are not depressing.
Mm-hmm.
So So anyway, this is sparkling and interesting conversation.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get anywhere with her, but you know.
No, I'm not trying to sleep with her. But this is a love that defies sex. This is the greater love.
The greater love, the intangible love.
The intangible love. This is not conditional on sex or anything. This is a greater love that I've ever had with any girlfriend.
Ah,
you know, with a girlfriend, it's always, you know. You do this, I'll do that. You do that. You know, this is bigger than life, man.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So we'll see if she responds. You know.
Okay.
So I think okay, maybe we haven't learned that much.
I don't feel any smarter than I.
You seem actually a little more confused now than you were at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, I mean, like even that confusion will
dissipate.
Exactly.
Right, and then because time is gonna. Go on regardless of whatever we're thinking.
Exactly. Whatever we want.
Right.
See, here's the thing with time. Even if you had, like, so you have a clock, right?
Yes.
A clock is like a mechanized unit that measures time.
Right.
If that clock stops by, like, a defaulted battery or whatever the fuck.
Right.
Time itself still goes on. Regardless of that broken clock.
Right, right, right. So it's just an artificial way of measuring time, which doesn't really have a lot of meaning, right?
It really just...
If I die right now, your life will go on.
It absolutely.
You might be a little sad, you know, or not.
I would be.
I mean, let's hope it doesn't get to that point. And right. I don't want to end on a morose note.
Right.
You know? So, okay, we've done two episodes.
Yeah.
Back to back. This should satisfy our six fans.
You're welcome, British Mark.
British Mark is coming to America soon. He's coming to America.
He's coming to America.
This is like the Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Very different from Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
There's nothing about British Mark that resembles Eddie Murphy.
Not at all. I don't think he's going to Queens.
He's not going to Queens. He's going to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't. It's a tough call.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when would that be?
August 25th.
Okay.
I don't like it's a tough call. It's a tough call. I mean, the fact that I could be around the same hotel as him and drive him crazy for a day is very
it's worth it.
It's really it's very enticing. So today is the next episode that we do is going to be probably a week from now.
Right.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, our pages as is Ryan and Danny. We have zero followers, so whatever you can do. You know what? Fuck you.
Bye.